Friends, there's something been haunting me, and I just got to tell you about it. I saw an accident one day that would chill the heart of any man and teach them not to drink a drop while the steering wheel's in their hand. This awful accident occurred on the 20th day of May and caused two dear little children to be sleeping beneath the clay. These two little kids walk side by side along the state highway. Their poor old mother, she had died, and their daddy had run away. As these two little kids walked arm in arm, how sad their hearts did feel when around the curve came a speeding car with a drunk man at the wheel. The drunk man saw the two little kids, and he hollered a drunkard sound, "Get out of the road, you little fools!" And the car, it brought them down. The bumper struck the little girl, taking her life away, while the little boy, in a puddle of blood, in the ditch line, there did lay. The drunk man staggered from his car to see the damage that he had done, and he let out a yell you could hear for miles when he recognized his dying son. Such mourning from a drunken man I've never heard before. While kneeling at the running board, he prayed to heaven's door, saying, "Oh God, please forgive me for this awful crime I've done." And his attention then was called away by the words of his dying son. And he said, "Daddy, why did you do this to us? How come you run us to the ground? It was you and Mommy we was talking about when the car it brought us down. And I was just telling little sister that I knew we'd see you again someday. But Daddy, why did it have to be like this? Why did it have to be this way? Why, Daddy, why?"
Wait a second. Started that one on kind of a downer. Huh? Nothing. Who was that?
That was Berlin Husky, Drunken Driver.
I think that taught everybody a lesson.
I think so. They're in the ditch. Did they lie and did they lay?
So we haven't done one of these in a while.
Nope.
What have you been doing?
Nothing. Nothing since the last one.
Just sitting in your apartment?
Pretty much.
Me too.
Yep, waiting for spring.
I know. It's pretty nice outside right now, though.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
So what do you want to hear? What do you want to start with?
Should we play
a little Tech N9ne, Kansas City?
Yeah, we'll do that. That
OG?
What was it, the OG song? Yeah.
And then we'll play a few more.
Out of gate. Yeah.
All right, that sounds good.
All right.
Raised in the middle of the land, full of barbecue stands, and the brothers stole hands. Everybody gritting, getting grands. Kansas City, where the pretty women make you say damn. Kicks it like a donkey, cause we famous. Wicked women want me cause I came up. This is where the homies trippin', say what? Yo, we from the show, me get my money, put a pay up. Got on my 501s in my gritter posture. I fit her proper, if she papered, I'm in her choppers. Letting her know this Nina dinner cost her, and I'm finna squash her. So animal like somebody better get her doctor. This boy's born and raised in KC. MIZZOU. But once in a while I hit the LK for ladies, cause they straight B in KU. Then back to Kansas City where it's gates all on they plate. We think about it and we crave it when we vacate. I represent the Mo and all the way to K-State. Call me Tech N9ne, but teachers and students call me A Yates. I'm hella fire like the food of Ollie Gates. Strawberry baked bean mixed plate. So everybody just bounce, rock, skate. Can't wait.
OG!
Ollie Gates.
OG.
Kansas City.
We be scouting pretty young things, yeah, we got her sousing. Like Dundilla, I'm a popper blousing. Get her hot and ready, listening to Roger Troutman. Rest in peace, baby. Seven, this beat's crazy. Teach babies, we used to listen to this at least 80. We Kansas City stepping, no question. We reppin' 56 and 57. We know if he jeppin', then he's shady. KCK's gates, got the chicken wings. This a bring traffic, but the people really put the clip in things. So you better be listening, cause the dot is sniffing green. This is the mission, get you when you're hitting your nicotine. They got your money, man, and you know that they ate something delicious, yeah, you know the tray say gates. That's in the place where they come and get you if the pay late. But I stay great because everybody's banging that A-Gates. I'm hella fire like the food of Ollie Gates. Strawberry baked bean mixed plate. So everybody just bounce, rock, skate. Can't wait.
OG!
Ollie Gates.
OG!
Like Ollie Gates.
OG!
Like Ollie Gates.
OG!
Ollie Gates.
OG!
North side, where is you?
Hey.
South side, where is you?
Hey.
East side, where is you?
Hey.
West side, what it do? Nobody sauce like this. Ain't no other barbecue boss like this. The Fiorellas might cost quite a bit. Yeah, we do it, but the fire ain't brought like this. OG told me, go see if them other cities Q is G-O-O-D. But he knew that I would find out slowly. Just like my Casey barbecue, they cannot hold me.
Hey, Gates, I'm hella fire like the food of Ollie Gates. Strawberry baked bean mixed plate. So everybody just bounce, rock, skate. Can't wait.
Now everybody say. Now everybody say.
Dando una vuelta, cerca With a flick of the tongue, she made her scream. She made her laugh, she made her dance. She was happy for the first time. And you know she wanted more. Now with the legs spread wide, I want you to fix me. Louise didn't need a second invitation. She knew just what to do. Yeah, she knew just what to do. I've had come a few times before, but she had never even seen the door. Into the world of pleasures of the flesh, she found just like Dixie. And her life before now was a dream, or even a nightmare. She wanted more. You know she wanted more.
All right, we started that off with Tech N9ne, OG. OG. He's a part of the Juggalo family, kind of, right?
Sort of, I think by proxy.
But he plays the festivals and
he
stuff.
Does,
right?
And he does, and I think I saw, remember there were some posters around town with him with like shit painted on his face, so I'm assuming that...
Those guys are marketing geniuses, the Juggalos, don't you think?
Absolutely. Whoop, whoop!
Much motherfucking clown love! Sorry. what was the second song?
That was Tequila, Mira Esta Chica.
What's the story with them? That song's
Spanish
good.
Spanish power pop band. My friend Derek, rest in peace. Turned me on to the. He was in this band, Plastic Letters, and they played in our basement when I was with Scott. And he gave me a CD of all that Tequila, that Spanish power pop. It's pretty dope.
And he was in Dirty Looks, too, who we saw in Lawrence once.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
At the Pirate with House. Irvin. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, with Aaron.
And then I played Liza and Louise, No Effects.
Classic.
We've never played a No Effects song, so why not?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to play one, that's the only one I can think of.
Yeah, that's their best song, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Well, do you want to start the next set off?
Yeah, we'll do... we're going to play Desmond Decker, My Precious World.
You just bought this 45, didn't
at,
you?
At the club.
The club.
DJ, from the DJ, DJ Jabberrock. Was playing this and he had an extra copy and he sold it to me.
Nice.
It's the B-side of Israelites, amazingly enough.
How much did you pay for it?
$5.
Oh, In my defense, these prison walls, they couldn't hold anything in it all. I see your face in iron walls, and I could crawl on back to you. Honestly, will you wait for me? Little world, promise me one day I'll be free. This kind of place, it brings you down. Everyone's dragging their feet on the ground. Your kind of face could save a soul. It keeps me crying all night to you. Honestly, will you wait for me? Little
Desmond Decker, My Precious World, followed by what now?
Mariachi El Bronx, Cellmates. We'll be seeing the regular Bronx next week, opening up for Bad Religion and Lawrence.
You excited?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a Monday night, which kind of...
blows.
Yeah, but...
but punk rock, it's 7 days a week, right?
I'll probably go sleep in my car during the show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then you played a Catherine Ferry song.
Yeah. Tais-toi.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is really good.
Where'd you find out about her?
Josh actually turned me on to that.
Okay.
He was perusing and came across it and sent me a link to it and was like, what do you think of this? And I was like, damn, how did I miss that?
That's good.
It's really good.
You want me to start off the next set?
Sure.
All right. How about we play a Joey Cape and Tony Sly, the late Tony Sly? So, have you heard any of that acoustic stuff they do?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll play Confession, which is a Lagwagon song.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
By now, you should find your mouth. By now, you should call me. We can work it out. By now, you should be in a better place and thinking for yourself. It's not your axe to grind. Follow it until the end of my concession. I'm falling out, I heard from them. There's no discretion. I'm running out on this end. This is my latest confession. I hope you hear about it. Victim, I know the saints will come to call and bring you obsession, but save you from your fall. Victim, I know it won't be long till one worth possessing is one you'll never reach. So swallow it until the end of our concessions. I'm sure I'll hear from you through them. There's no discretion. I'm burning out on this end. This is my latest condition. I doubt you'll hear about it. It's only indecision. This is your latest condition. I hope I hear about it soon.
feel kinda strange. We'll sit in the dark, talk of purpose and all the wishes around our bed. Though the lines are down, I think this is coming to an end. Tuesday night, I had a reason to listen to what was said. And the record shows that my heart was thrown against the stair. We had a punishing lesson, and the chips they fell on you. Oh, what a comical blessing. Now there's sadness in my shoe.
We're back.
Hello.
I played that Joey Cape, Tony Sly confession acoustic stuff, and then you played a song.
Sylvie Vartan. I heard somebody say
that was different.
That was wild.
And then I played SodaStream, Nervous. My brother Mike introduced me to that band. Yep. Australian.
Yeah, you've put that on some CDs for me in the past.
Some mixtapes.
Mixtapes.
You want to play a song.
Oh, yeah. We'll start off the next set with Angie Gold. It's called Get It Over With.
How about a little background for me?
No, I don't know. I don't know much. It's just it's big in Japan, I promise you.
Y'all are big in Japan.
No, this really is, actually. They love this shit over there.
Do you have this record?
I don't.
Is it hard to find?
It's like $50 and for the single, as with lots of stuff like this, it turns out that in Japan there's a market for it and people like it.
Yeah, they love that kind of stuff, don't they?
Oh, they absolutely.
Get and the other became a car. A car skidded into the rain, making the last little one the same. One more light goes out in America. A young girl tosses a coin in the wishing well.
Yeah, so we started off with Angie Gold, Get It Over With, and then we went into Jigsaw, Only When I'm Lonely. What do you think of that, Matt?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I just turned somebody else on to that. Brian Collins thinks it's awesome. It's awesome.
It is good. It's good stuff, man. The guy singing is the drummer.
And like the picture.
What's his name? Des Dyer.
But it's the photo of him, he looks like a chemistry teacher or something.
He's
like
a child molester.
Same thing. No, I don't know.
Then what was that other song we played?
Oh, Los Lobos, One Time, One Night. I love that song. Do you know what that's the opening credits in a movie, do you know?
It's Colors.
I just told you that. Did you know before?
No, I didn't. I mean, I didn't remember.
That's where I first heard that song, and before you could actually... You know when it was hard to track something down?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a song, or... Now we got the internet.
Dude, I remember trying to find songs on mixtape, or like on compilation tapes and stuff like that.
But you like heard a song somewhere. Like that's why those songs from Rad and Thrashin' that I've been able to find on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was after those songs since like 1987.
Dude, there's a bunch of songs in trauma movies I'd like to find.
That's too bad you couldn't make it to the last Lloyd Kaufman.
I know.
Anyway,
what are we going to start off the next one with?
I think you wanted to play a Benji Hughes song.
Yeah, what's the story of Benji Hughes?
When I lived in Charlotte, he lived in my neighborhood and was kind of just always out at the bars and stuff. And
used to call me and tell me, hey, there's this guy named Benji Hughes.
Yeah.
You should totally hear him, dude.
And he has music. Some, yeah, so I like it.
So you brought me that record from...
I bought you that record in Charlotte. And,
yeah, brought it here for me, and it's good.
Yeah, so...
And it was featured in that movie. What's her face?
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence. This song we're going to play is Yeah, the movie was House at the End of the Street, which yeah. I didn't see. Did you?
Yeah, it sucked. It was terrible.
Damn, dude. The trailer looked awesome.
But Jennifer Lawrence...
playing that song.
Plays this song.
So it's good. So
actually, she didn't have anything to do with it. I don't think she played it or sang it.
Well, they played the song in the movie.
Well, she's supposed to be singing it. Anyways, go.
So we'll play that.
Bye to you.
You can't whistle?
Nope, not really.
All right.
So you started, we started, or you started off with Benji Hughes.
Yes.
That song's so good.
All you gotta do is fall in love. Yeah, it's good. Really good. Then what was that next song?
Then hats off to Larry, the late Del Shannon. Man, his story's pretty tragic.
It is, man.
Sad.
You know, he was gonna be in the Traveling Wilburys. Damn.
Yeah. Well, Tom Petty, like, worships him, right?
Right, yeah.
And then you played...
Papa Topo, Accommodador.
It was good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I like it
a lot. That, you said that's up from that Elephant label?
Yeah, they're from Spain.
Cool. They put out, like, contemporary stuff, right?
Yeah, they put out tons of great stuff.
So that band's around right now?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're, like, young.
It's cool.
It's like a guy and a girl, pretty much.
The times that we've hosted, we've always ended with a Ramones tune.
That's right.
Should we do it again?
Let's do it.
What are you in the mood for?
Love Kills.
Animal Boy?
Yes. yeah, I just feel like some Dee Dee.
Yeah. What a sad.
Some Dee Dee love. Remember we went to his grave?
Yeah, that was cool. Going to, who else was buried in that cemetery?
I don't remember that one.
Christopher Hewitt, you know him? You know who that is?
Who's that?
Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, yeah. Damn, how do I not know that?
How do you not know that?
We remember that other one we went to, though. There were, everybody was there.
Is that the one, like, up on the hill, kind of? Was that the one where, like...
No, in the between the buildings.
Yeah, it was like...
Hollywood Forever.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. Truman Capote.
Yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Who else was there?
Not Dennis. Carl Wilson.
Carl Wilson. Paul Gleason.
Paul Gleason.
You know him, right?
Robert Stack.
Robert Stack was there?
Yeah, and the little girl from Poltergeist. Yeah, she's Caddy Corner from Truman Capote.
I know. All these other people are getting their picture around Marilyn Monroe, and I'm getting my picture by Paul Gleason.
I'm like, dude, there's Rodney Dangerfield. Don Knotts.
Well, there might be some people out there listening who don't know who Paul Gleason is. One of the biggest... assholes in movie history. He's a dick in everything. He's the principal in the Breakfast Club.
Is he in Trading Places?
Never seen it.
Yeah, he is. He's a total piece of shit in that, too.
Well, and I just watched... Have you ever seen Ford Apache, The Bronx, with Paul Newman?
I don't know.
I just watched that, and he's an asshole in that, too. It's pretty cool.
There's winners, and there's nothing else. I don't give a shit what those pinkos over in Russia say. You want to be a loser, you go live in Russia. I'm not a loser. I'm a winner. I'm an American.
Anyway, Love Kills.
Love Kills.